concluding our series here. This is the fourth shiur on the first Rambam in Hilchas Chovel Mazik. And based on the Yesodos Neflaim that we saw in the previous shiur, says Rein Rabbeinu David Tzachman Zatzal as follows: Me'ato Aseshapir Heitev Sugis HaGemara. Now we can understand the sugya and Daf Vov Amud Beis. Devadei Kavachomer DeHekdesh MiNizakin. Who you have to learn the Kavachomer has to be from Hekdesh to Nizakin. Why? Because the Chiyuv of Harei Alayla Hekdesh is greater than the Chiyuv of Nizakin. And you can't learn from Baal Chov. As we saw in the previous year, we asked, why can't you learn from Baal Chov? The answer is, because the Baal Chov did you a favor, and Hekdesh didn't do you a favor, so you can't learn about a Kal V'chomer Hekdesh from Baal Chov. So the kash of the Gemara is, when the Gemara says that lo yehei ela baal chov, if the whole word is that the gizbar can come and take from your edis when you said arei alai mana lebedek habayis, so we can't learn a kal v'chomer from a baal chov, because again a baal chov is did you a favor, and that you can't learn to hekdesh. But why don't we learn from baal chov? The Mandam of Baal Chov Beziburis, right, the Gemara says, Lo Yel Baal Chov Be'id Be'venonis, right, but we saw in the Rashba that really Baal Chov is Beziburis, the Stakhanas Chum is Be'venonis, but a Baal Chov Shaloi, you know, Del's Pnei Elovim, but the really Me'ikar Adin, Baal Chov is Beziburis. So what is Pshat Baal Chov is Beziburis? That you could be Mesalik, the Siba that we've been talking about in the previous Shiurim, you could remove the Siba Sachiv. There's no special din by a baal chov that he has to pay, because if it's beziburis, that just means that he could be misalik the chiyuv. He can pay whatever he wants, because there's no special din of tashlumin. He's just paying whatever he wants to be misalik the sibas achiyuv. So right, it's not proper payment. Proper payment isn't beziburis, but it's siluk sibas achiyuv. And there's no din miyuchad of chiyuv tashlam. If there was a din miyuchad of chiyuv tashlam, then there's a din of how to pay. But if pshat here is that the person to bedek habayis is a baal chov, why don't we make him like a regular baal chov to a head yod? And a regular baal chov to a head yod doesn't have a special din of paying. He just has a din to be misalik the sibas achiv. Like we saw in the previous year, the machokas rishonim, what's pshat in ziboris? Is it dafka din in ziboris? Or silik sibas achiv? And we saw some rishonim hold it silik sibas achiv. And not that it's an actual payment, just now there's no longer a siba to be chayiv because he was recompensed. The Omnam ben Ezekin Galilan Karad Meitav Shein of Sharis Kazu. So ben Ezekin, there's no such possibility, because there we have a Gili in the Pasuk of Meitav. And what does Meitav teach us? That you can't just be Misalik Sibas Achiv, there's a special din of Tashlam. And that's been Meitav. But Behekdesh, there's no such Chiddush. So that you can't learn a Kal V'chomer from Nizakin. The Kal V'chomer Ika Rak B'Melech Shalim Shemechemira Torah Tashlumi Hedyot Shumi Meitav Kal V'chomer Hekdesh. So when can you learn a Kal V'chomer? You can learn a Kal V'chomer and how to pay. If by Nezakin you have to pay B'Meitav, so certainly by Hekdesh you have to pay B'Meitav. Terrific. So there you can learn a Kal V'chomer. But what about the fact that by Tashlumi Nezakin you can't be misalek sibas achiv? That you can't learn, that has nothing to do with harei alai. Hakadisa v'hakadisa. They're two completely separate different things. You're right, there's a special din of payment. So when you're paying, you have to learn how to pay from nizakin. Nizakin are Edis, so Hekdesh is also going to be Edis. But wait a second, there's another track. Maybe you could just be Masalik Sibas Achiyuv. Maybe you could be Masalik Sibas Achiyuv. That has nothing to do with Harei Alai. Why can't you just be Masalik Sibas Achiyuv by Bedek Habayis and pay with Ziboris? So you're right, you wouldn't be on the track of doing the proper formal payment of Edis, which can be derived from Baal Chov. But you can go on the other track of being Masalik Sibas Achiyuv, and then there is no Chiyuv. And the male, you don't have to pay the Edis, you just have to pay Ziboris. Because the Kal v'Chomer is going to be just on how to pay. But not on how to avoid payment. This is a form of like avoiding proper payment. So there's no Kal v'Chomer. Hakadisa v'Hakadisa. By Mana Lebeda Kabayis, maybe you can just avoid payment by being Masalik the Sibas Achiyuv. So we have a gilui in the pasuk that you can't avoid it by nizakin, but you don't have that by Harei Alei Mana Lebeda Kabayis. So when you're talking the positive of how to pay, what's the proper form of payment? So you can learn one from the other. But you can't necessarily learn one from the other when you're getting out of payment, getting out of proper payment. So maybe by Harei Alei Mana Lebeda Kabayis, you can get out of payment by just giving Ziboris, which again is Misalik Sibas Achiyuv. It's not proper payment, but it's Misalik Sibas Achiyuv. It's Mevatel Lechalos Chov. That's Mechayev Tashlumin. And Memela, there's no Kal v'Chomer in how to pay, because this is not considered proper payment. Well, it's only where we have a Kal v'Chomer in how to pay. If you want to know what the proper payment is, so we'll tell you that if by Nezakin it's Edis, it's certainly by Hekdesh. Okay, so that's when it's telling you how to pay, but how about when you're not paying? So maybe by Hekdesh, you just recompensate Hekdesh, and you give them what you owe them, not recompensate them, but you give what you owe, by being Misalik Sibas Achiyuv, not by doing a proper payment. And there you don't learn a Kal v'Chomer from Nizakin. Kal v'Chomer is only in how yes to pay, not in how not to pay. And on this the Gemara is Matarets that this is like the Mandi Omar, that Baal Chov is Beidis. As the Gemara says, V'chitema Rabbi Akiva Savar, that Baal Chov is Beidis. So until now, where were we thinking that Baal Chov was? We thought that Baal Chov is Beziboris. And if Baal Chov is Beziboris, so then a Baal Chov can get out of it by just being Misalik the Sibas Achiyuv. So too, somebody who's obligated to Hekdesh can get out of it by being Misalik Sibas Achiyuv. And the Gemara's Teretz is no, because he's holding like the opinion that Baal Chov is Beidis. And that shows that you're not just merely Misalik Sibas Achiyuv, you have to pay with proper payment. Because Edis is a proper payment, it's not just Silik Sibas Achiyuv. So this Man D'Amar obviously holds that you can't pay a debt that way by being Misalik Sibas Achiyuv. All you have is a Din Tashlumin. And by Baal Chov, the Din Tashlumin is Beidis. So if so, Hu Adin Behekdesh, there's no Bitl HaSiba. And there's only a need on how to pay. Oh, you want to know how to pay? Let's go to Nizakin. By Nizakin, you're paying by Nizakin, you're paying with Edis. So certainly when you're paying Hekdesh, you should pay by Edis. And the only reason we went to Baal Chov is we don't have a Kal V'chomer from Baal Chov. Because Baal Chov, you owe him. So he did you a favor. But what we wanted to get out of Baal Chov, we wanted to derive from there, is that there's a Siluk Sibas Achiv. Because a Baal Chov can be paid by Ziboris. So if there's Siluk Sibas Achiv, so maybe here also by Hekdesh there's Siluk Sibas Achiv. And the Gemara's Teretz says, no, there is no Siluk Sibas Achiv, because you have to pay Baal Chov B'idis. But again, don't tell me to learn from Baal Chov. If by Baal Chov you have to pay B'idis, so Kal V'chomer Hekdesh you have to pay, because he's also Baal Chov to Hekdesh, it's not a good Kal V'chomer. Why is that not a good Kal V'chomer? Because a Baal Chov did him a favor, Hekdesh didn't do him a favor. And the only reason we reverted to Baal Chov, we wanted to bring Baal Chov into the equation, was to show that a Baal Chov can be Mesalik Sibas Achiv by paying B'ziboris. So let also this somebody owes Hekdesh be Mesalik Sibas Achiv by paying B'ziboris. But we see by Baal Chov you don't have that option. Oh, by Baal Chov you don't have that option. So then you also don't have that option by this Man D'Amar is holding there's no such option. Rabbi Kiva is holding there's no such option of being Mesalik Sibas Achiv by a Baal Chov. So who adin legabei Hekdesh? So then we go back to Alva Kal V'chomer. If by Nizakim when you're doing a proper Tashlum and it's with Meitav, it's with Edis, so who adin when you're paying Hekdesh, it has to be a proper, when you're paying them in the proper way, and that's the only way to do it, it has to be with Edis. So now we can go further and say as follows, that as we saw earlier, all Nizakin are included in the Gilui of Tashlume Meitav. That's the din. That all four Avos Nizikin are all learned from Shein V'Regel, which is Meitav, and for that you don't need any special Limudim. And the truth is that it's Pashut, as the Rashba learns, bringing the Rach, that all Chaf Dalet Avos, it's Pashut that they're also Dinei Nezikin. It's Pashut that they're also Dinei Nezikin. And if they're Dinei Nezikin, then you have to pay Meitav. Not only the Arba Avos, but all 24, like Reb Chiya's, Reb Hushai's, 13 and 24, they're all Dinei Nezikin. And it's Pashut, therefore, that as you learn from the Shein and Regel, that you have to pay with Meitav. But then the Gemara wanted to say that if it's Midaito, if somebody's paying Midaito, then let him pay even with Ziboris, even with inferior, even with Subin, just to be Mesalik Sibas Achiv. And therefore we can even pay with Ziboris. And therefore not pay B'Meitav. Again, not B'Torah's Tashlomin, but B'Torah's Siluk Sibas Achiv. So by Shein and Regel, we have Xeris HaKosav not, that it has to be Dafka, proper Tashlomin. But maybe what's derived from Shein V'Regel, maybe there we say, if you're paying properly, then pay B'idis. But if you just want to be Mesalik Sibas Achiv, then you could do it with Ziboris. And that comes the alfusa of tachas, nesinas, kesef, yashiv. Yishalem, tachas, nesina, yishalem, and kesef. And we learn from there, from those gzeirah shavas, as we spoke about in the first shiur, that you can't be misalik the hefsed. You can't just remove the loss, be misalik sibas achiv. You have to replace it. And that's more meduyak, the lashon of the Gemara in Daf Hey, where it says kulan ka'avos l'inyan meitav. My taima, why are they all avos? All 24 are all avos as far as meitav is concerned, because tachas nesina etc. So it should have said menalan. What do you mean my taima? What's the reason? Say menalan. What's the source that all 24 avos pay meitav? Why does it not say menalan? Why does it say my taima? The answer is the Gemara is saying, no, my taima. Why can't you just be misalik sibas achiv? You're right. If you're paying properly, you have to pay with meitav. But allow them to be misalik sibas achiv and just pay with ziboris. And on that, the Gemara says, no. Tachas nesina, yishalim kesef. And therefore, to answer the kasha we saw in the first shiur, why the Gemara brings the seder first tachas and then nesina, why don't you bring the word yishalim first? Because it all starts from yishalim. It all starts from the meitav karmo yishalim by Shein Varegel. So since that's the ikar limud, like the Rashba asks, so why don't you start from yishalim? That's the ikar limud that you have to pay meitav in all these cases. It all starts with Shein Varegel. That's the source. And it's pashut that they're all included in that chiyuv of meitav from the paradigm of Shein Varegel. So first say yishalim, and then the other words that we have by the other mazikin. So the answer is that these lashonos are teaching us the yisod ha'alfusa, because the yisod ha'alfusa is not linyan meitav. Meitav we know without ha'alfusa. It's telling us what type of tashlumin there must be, i.e., you can't just be cover the loss. You can't just remove the loss. Be misalik sibas achiv. You have to make a proper payment. So that's why first it says tachas. What is tachas? Tachas is in place of the loss. You're not just being mevatel the loss. Oh, it's no longer a loss, but it's in place of the loss. It's a proper payment. So it means in place. It's not bitul sibas achiyuv, but it's bimkom hefsed. And nesina is not a lashon of siluk and bitul. It's tashlum. And yishalem, we see in the Gemara Dav Zayin, is mashma gam bal korcho, which is when you have to pay meitav, which is when you're making a proper payment, and Beis Din is forcing the person to make a proper tashlum, like we discussed earlier. Even though it's also mashma midaito al kamaskanas haGemara, but it's mashma also bal korcho, which is when you're doing it as a payment, based on extracting payment, and not just the person is misalik sibas achiv. So it's a din tashlumin, as we explain. When it's being done by al korcho, it's the based in is coming to extract payment. Because once one is mishalim midaito, so he has the option of being misalik sibas achiv, and that he can do with inferior, with subin. But when he's in the Gemara's havamina, but when he's when Beis Din comes to exact payment bal korcho, so then they're making him pay properly. then based in Ligvos Chovo, which is Beidis. So again, it's telling us that the Yisori Alfusi here is that it's payment, it's not Siluk Sibas Achiyuv. So we bring this Seder in order to tell us, oh, this is the Alfusa. First Tachas, which is Mamish in place of, that we're replacing what was lost, not just removing what was the loss, the obligation to pay for the loss, but actually replacing it, and then Nesina, also a lashon of giving. And then Yishalim, which is also as a mashmos of proper payment. And only then, finally, it says Kesef, which is the Alfusa. That's a word used for the Gzeir Sheva. But that's not telling us the Yisod of that it has to be a proper Tashlam and not just Siluk Sivas Achiv. So that's why the Gemara was Noket the Seder of Asa Shaper Kushis HaRashba. Ferenfert Akasha the Rashba. And now, Ferenfert Gevaldik the Rambam. That we were Omid Obrosh Tvareinu. That we asked, why does the Rambam say that these Chamisha Dvarim of Chovu B'Chaveru Kula Mishtal Min Ayafish Ben Chosef Kedim Kol HaMazikin? It's mashmah that there's a Chiyuv Klali of all Mazikin to pay for Meitav Min Ayafish Ben Chosef. But that's not true. We have to learn it out both in a Kudati from a Gzeir Shava. So why does the Rambam imply that it's a din in all Mazikin? If something wouldn't be included in the Gzeir Shava, then you wouldn't be chayiv to pay meitav. But the Rambam implies, no, no, no. It's a din klali in all mazikin, even without the gzeir shava. So based on everything we learned, this is just so amazing. It's like worth $1 trillion. That all the nazikin are learned even without a yalfusa. You don't need to come out to the yalfusa for all nazikin. The moment there's meitav by shein v'regel. So even without a gzeir shava, everything, all nazik is going to be paid with meitav. So what then is the chiddush of the gzeira shava? That you can't be mitchamek from the tashlum, you can't hide from the tashlum by being mevatel the chiyuv from the alfus, avtachas, nesina, etc. And that's why the Rambam writes that when someone is chovel b'chavero, his din is meitav, k'din kol nizakin. Because all mazik can pay meitav, even without a gzeira shava. That's the general rule. The Gzeir Shav is to tell you that you can't get out of it being mevatel the chiyuv and paying ziburis. And we also understand the din grama b'meitav. Why grama has to pay meitav? So if it was a din prati b'chiyuv kol mezek v'nezek, lo ayu misakinim came b'mazik derabanan de grama. There's only a mazik derabanan like we saw in one of the earlier shiurim. So if it was a din prati, they wouldn't have been metakin like this. But like we said, it's a din in all masikin. And a melech rum is bechlal, that you can't be mitchamek by paying ziburis. So therefore, misvar we say, the rabbis were mechayiv you betashlam. You can't be mitchamek even by grama. And if the rabbis were mechayiv you betashlam, a melech, it has to be a proper tashlam of idis, kedin kol nizakin, like the Rambam says. Okay, shalom, shalom, sweetest friends. And Moreno Verabein was at Sal. He goes on here. There's a nice base. So I'm hoping God should give us life and health and koach and simcha. And hopefully we'll be able to learn that as well. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.